yeah. And I was like, what happened? Gloucher trying to see if he fucked. He's like, nothing. He's like, I know when to avoid bad situations. And he just looked at me. And I was like, ah, shit. Yo, I promise you, I got back from this date around 2 in the morning. I texted him at the exact time. And it was like, I totally understand what you were talking about, brother. And he woke up and wrote LOL. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, how you know after one night? That means you got some shit going on. Where niggas can just sit and have a conversation with you and be like, oh, no, nah, you batshit crazy, bro. Like, you, like, and I, you know, my good friend's wife is her colleague, and I'm going to tell her, I'm going to listen. I'm not going to explain this to your girl because she ain't going to listen, but you may want to tell her from the female perspective that she don't know what the fuck she talking about. She just sit up here trying to analyze people and talking about I'm doing God's work. Whenever you say I'm doing God's work on a date, for me, that's an automatic turnoff because you sound like a false prophet and you're nobody. What are you talking about? I'm doing God's work. You's a regular ass human being that I'm also starting to think is not that intelligent. And you're telling me that you're doing God's work? That's an insult to God. Let me send this mediocre, mentally disabled person down here to do my work. That don't make God look too smart. Now do it. Don't disrespect him like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
No, no, I can't stand a loud and wrong person, regardless of if it's a friend. Regardless of this is just a complete stranger, it just really annoys me. I don't know, like, some women double down when they see, like, they're rubbing people the wrong way. And when it's one person after the other and you don't check yourself or you don't say, okay, what am I doing with people when I go out on dates or when I speak to them where they don't ever want to speak to me again? Or we always run into the same problem. I used to have this friend where wherever she stayed over a period of time, whether it was jobs, school or whatever, she started rubbing other women and coworkers the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I was just like, okay, what is it about her that rubs people the wrong way? Because I think she's cool. I don't have a problem with her. Until years later, we had a problem. And what it came down to is I could be honest about me possibly communicating something better. But if you can't see the wrong in what happened in the situation on your end and own it, then I don't have a reason to continue the relationship.
Like ever. Never see the wrong on your end.
At all.
Never.
And I'm just like, oh, so you want to act like there's nothing on your end that needs to be spoken about or corrected? Mm-hmm. I'm not a person that's going to be like, you know what? Yes, we can have this friendship. I'm just not going to go over here in this friendship. I'm not going to include you on this side of things in my life in this friendship so I can maintain this illusion of a full 100% bond. I'm not doing that shit. I don't like lopsided stuff. I don't like having to think about what I'm going to say around certain people because they don't know how to take something or they don't know how to handle something or their communication is wrong. I need you to know that there is something about you that you should look at and you should correct it. And I need to know, honestly, do you think you're willing to correct it, and are you going to correct it? And honestly, if you're not going to correct it, that's fine with me. I wish you the best in life.
Yeah.
And some people, date-wise, that's how it has to be. I see something in you that you're not working on. It's rubbing me the wrong way. I'm not invested as much, so this is where we stop.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play this next message and I'm going to continue. But I don't know. It's a lot of embarrassing women like that. And I'm just like, ew. Just what like how I get secondhand embarrassment off of like TV shows and movies and people get caught up in some shit.
Yeah.
I see If I see a woman embarrassing herself in public or a man embarrassing himself because he don't know how to walk away or the date has ended, I have to put my head down.
I feel that.
I get like secondhand shame.
Oh, yeah, that's a big fact right there. It's a lot of people out here that lead with either their finances, their looks, the sexual energy, and the chemistry. But they don't deep dive into who they are as a human. Because at the end of the day, we're just mere spirits having the human experience. You're going to make mistakes and things of that nature. But the biggest ordeal, the biggest downfall is the lack of accountability. Oh, my God. The lack of accountability, as well as the communication, as well as listening. People don't know how to communicate. We know how to talk about the things that we want, but we don't really necessarily know how to talk about the things that we need. And a lot of it is not taught these days. But yeah, they be lying and hiding behind a mask and shit. Like, goddamn, men and women, it's sick.
Huh. Facts.
That irritates me with men who want to have multiple relationships. I think that's great if that's what you want to do. But you have to also realize, are you the type of man that can tell multiple women that you want to have multiple relationships with them and they stick around?
Or can afford it? Like, stop. You broke niggas need to stop that shit, too. Like, you can't afford, because with the relationship, you have to, like, take them out sometime or provide food for them. You can't have the air mattress in the project bedroom and be like, yo, I want to date mad chicks out here. Especially in your 30s and later 30s, where people are established and have jobs and are making decent money, some of them. Now you're going to look like a broke nigga that's desperate and looking for them to take care of you.
Not if you don't tell them. That's the trick right there. If you don't tell multiple women that they're one of four or one of five or one of six because you can't tell them and they stick around, then you the problem. But if you are a man and you could tell multiple women, I'm not with anybody right now, I'm dating, I have another date on Wednesday, but I could see you on Saturday and she stick around, then you might be him.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, if you can afford to do that. My thing is being able to afford to do it. You can only tell them if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, you can't afford to tell them. You know what I mean? Because you're going to be out here pretending to do shit you can't do. You know, trying to date three or four chicks in a week. They expect you to pay for these dinners to Applebee's. You ain't going nowhere else. you know, like, acting like you got money. But you don't. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, let me take you out. Where you want to meet? We can go meet Applebee's. You're like, oh, and there's only one thing you can order, 2 for $20. Because that's all I got.
Yeah.
Stop dating.
Okay. Yeah,
like, you ain't ready.
Some things that you should think about to see if you're a marriage material. If you could ask yourself, do you have real experiences? Okay? And real experiences meaning, have you experienced a point in your life where your life was like down in the dumps, like you on your ass trying to struggle and make it, and you work with yourself through that? Have you ever been really up? You know, your money was right, the way that you living was right, you had options. Have you endured some sort of struggle? Have you experienced some sort of loss? Have you gained and learned from your loss? Have you ever had to like sit back and miss out on some shit with friends or family so you could save up? Have you ever experienced supporting somebody? Have you ever had to lean on somebody? I think if you haven't gone through those types of experiences, I don't think your first step in a relationship, your goal needs to be marriage in a year or marriage in 2 years. You need to learn how to work with somebody when you don't like them. You need to know how to show up for a relationship and the common goal and give somebody grace despite the shit show they got you in. Or have you ever been behind on your mortgage 2 months because somebody fucked up with doing something you thought they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Have you ever experienced, you know, someone losing a parent and them being physically there, but mentally they're not there? Emotionally, you can't count on them. So you start feeling the weight of responsibility in the relationship. And are you willing to give somebody that you say you care about or you love grace?
Yeah.
I saw this video, I want to say last week, where this girl was like, she was married and she left her husband because he lost his job. She didn't sign up for that.
Well, I mean, people like that will be single forever. So, I don't, anybody that even nah. stupid ass videos like that, I don't really even care to hear their explanation because you're stupid.
Like, you never care to hear the explanation, but just to have a mindset that I'm gonna leave somebody I committed to on different levels because they lost a job.
Like, that's not a normal thing.
To me, that shit was never about the job.
Yeah.
It was about the fact that you never respected this man, mm-hmm. you never wanted to be in a marriage with him, and whatever his job was, you saw it as the only reason why you were sticking around. And once he lost that and he didn't have that anymore, you didn't see him as anything important.
And was probably only using that so you could feed you and your broke-ass boyfriend that live with you. You know what I mean? And make sure he was good. Because why in the hell, if he's doing everything he's supposed to do and loses his job because these white devils be out here playing games, would you get rid of him because of that? Now, unless he lost his job for smoking weed and doing something stupid or, you know, fucking some bitch in the bathroom. Now, I can understand why you leave him. But if you just leave because the white man's doing what white man do? Nah, bro. Like, you never was loyal in the first place, and you're not relationship material. Hold on, no, stop. You're not marriage material.
I don't know. Like, to me, if you don't love a person enough to see them succeed, I don't think you have any business being in a marriage.
Yeah, that's true, of course.
And sometimes you find yourself in a relationship with somebody that you care about, you supported, they got to a point of success, and then in their vision, they don't need you anymore. In their vision, you don't fit anymore, right? That's a risk. But to me, if I care about a person enough, whether or not see me in the vision of your success, whether or not you get to your goal or you surpass your goal and then you don't see us together, then I'm fine if your choice is you don't want to be in the relationship anymore. Because there's nothing that I did to support you so you could get to where you are successfully that I feel like I didn't do because I wanted to.
Thanks.
And that's why I'm just like, you don't do things transactionally. You don't do shit for people to get shit. Because if you honestly did for a person, you supported a person, they got to a point where they're successful, and they decided to leave you or break up or not be in the marriage anymore, you did your part. But it's going to be harder for them to go where they're going to find somebody that will support them from 0 to 100. So you're always going to have to remember when you actually had somebody supporting you when shit wasn't sweet.
Yeah. what was I going to say? I also wanted to bring up the fact that if you, as a man, now, are not financially stable,
mm-hmm.
you are not marriage material. Here's why. Because I've discovered and many other men have discovered, that it, most times it is very hard for a female to be the financial leader of a household, unless that's her thing. A lot of women out here, we're not saying all because we don't do blanket statements, so this wouldn't maybe apply to Shan, who runs her own household. But good God, have I experienced this numerous times when dating women. Do not understand the importance. Not understand finance. They don't understand the importance of paying bills on time, managing your finances, and prioritizing paying for things. They just be like, yo, if they get paid for, get paid for.
I thought you were going to take that a different way, but continue.
No. Maybe I will get there eventually. But right now, as far as we talk about marriage material.
Yeah.
So, and the reason why I'm saying for men, you should not, if you are not financially stable or don't understand how to be financially stable, you wouldn't want to try and get married. It's because of this. Because there's a good chance that the woman you're going to meet don't know how to manage your finances neither. And if you are both assholishly stupid when it comes to managing finances, y'all gonna be broke.
Bingo.
And the struggle is not part of the whole, let's build a dynasty. Mm-hmm. That's not how that works. You struggle before you become the person that is ready to meet another person.
Yeah.
You should not be struggling when you meet another struggling person. And then y'all struggle together and try and make it. Just two struggles ain't going to make shit work. You're just going to keep struggling. You know, that's why people who have babies without no money keep having more babies. Because they think that the way they're doing it is a, a productive way. But it's not.
There are some states that reward people for being poor.
Let me tell you something. That current nigga in the White House gonna stop all that.
Oh yeah.
So listen, all this broke people stuff y'all doing right now. This man is it. You know what? Maybe this will open your broke ass eyes, because y'all swear that this man loves taking care of broke people and he's for the little guy, when it is nothing more than obvious that he is for the niggas that he surrounds around himself. Super rich. People richer than him that he wishes to be, because he ain't that rich. Well, I can't say that from my perspective, but from billionaire perspective, other billionaires have clearly said that he is not that rich. And we know he fucking over-exaggerates everything. But all this broke shit you doing, right now, if you think Donald Trump is going to take care of you, you better pray for another fucking pandemic. Because by the end of this nigga's 4 years, you will literally have to be forced to live on the street. And if you are not a resident citizen, you won't be here no more. And that's regardless if you were born here, have birthright citizens, he getting rid of all that shit. Constitution, he don't care. Shit, I'm talking all this shit. We may be slaves by the end of the next 4 years, again, with the way this nigga moving. But right now, I know that it's not a priority on his list. And I have enough and make enough money to leave this fucking country if I need to. A lot of you brokies don't. I'm pretty sure Spirit don't fly to Africa. They can't afford the gas.
I thought you were going to say it's hard for women who can financially run a household to have empathy enough to respect a man that may lose his job.
No, I didn't even want to. We didn't get to that. I was going to get more into that once you were done with your side of it. I didn't really want to go into the thought process of females when it comes to that tonight. Because that's a whole deeper conversation that needs to be had with y'all. I'm just going to go over the basics of both male and female that are not qualified to be getting married. But yes, that conversation right there is.
But to touch on that, I would say, like, if you're married as a man and a wife, husband and a wife, I think both of you should be prepared financially to lead if need be, because anything can happen. Like, we're not immortal. Something could happen where the household depends on the man and his incomes, and he gets hurt. Workers' comp doesn't want to cover some shit. He doesn't have life insurance. And what you gonna do? Not have the house, not take care of the kids, not pay the bills? So I feel like women have to stop trying to take this comfy, I stay at home seat all the time and be aloof to how does this household maintain? How do we pay for these cars? How do we take care of these schools? How do we pay this insurance? Emergency wise, if this man can't speak, does he have me on accounts that I could get through? Or am I going to have to hire a lawyer, put 50 grand on a retainer to see how I can legally get in accounts that we're supposed to share that I didn't know about? Like, nobody thinks about that either. Like, we have social media and we have all this information, but nobody has a real conversation about if your name is not documented on certain documents, certain companies cannot give you information about shit. We don't care who you mean. You cannot take money from policies if your name is not on it. If it's spelled incorrectly, you're going to have to hire a lawyer to verify that this is who it's supposed to be before we change anything. And I think those are the things that people are just like, oh, you know, that's like the little stuff in marriage. I'm talking about the wedding. I'm talking about the reception. I'm talking about, you know, what I want my dress to be like. That's bullshit to me. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really like a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy, Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you really like this person? Is your idea of loyalty the same with this person? Do you respect this person at their core? Or will it be people outside of your relationship or in life that's going to dictate how you treat this person? Do you value this person's wisdom? Would you allow this person to dictate important choices? Do you allow important to make important choices in your absence? Are you willing and to be loving and nurturing when you're sad or disappointed by this person? A lot of people switch up based upon how they feel emotionally when they claim they want to be married to somebody. Yeah. A lot of people don't want to do certain duties in a relationship because of a certain disagreement. Huh. A lot of people are 1 foot in and 1 foot out of a relationship that they say, I'm waiting for a ring, or I want to be married, or I want to do this. But you have 1 foot in the relationship and you got a whole account or a whole nother house or all these stipulations that you telling me I have to do before you put 2 foot in. If you can't put 2 feet in on the relationship, why should I want to do all of these other things? And most of the time, I think it's very unfair when it comes to what women may want a man to do versus what they're willing to do. Because if you look at any big investment that will have a better outcome in life, it requires you to do some big ass changes. You want to buy a house, it requires you to do some big ass changes financially. After you buy that house, you can't do no crazy ass spending because them people buy your accounts. Them people trying to make sure that what you said you could pay with the money you said you brought in, you could do that, and you're not splurging and you're not bullshitting. So this whole idea that you might want to do a huge change, like get married, but you don't want to change anything, is bullshit to me. Yeah. When people are really invested in a relationship, or people are really invested and they want a marriage, you're going to change some things. If you're not willing to change, then that just tells me you're not invested.
And you shouldn't be getting married.
That part.
Sit out here and date half-assedly like most of you motherfuckers have been doing.
That part. And I think in relationships, not sharing a balanced vision of what both of y'all want and not talking through what that looks like and how you're going to get there, I think a person who wants to make a healthy relationship work with you is marriage material. A lot of people having tests and moments with too many people all at once, you'll never really see the best details of a person if you're seeing pieces of people. So if I'm out here, like, I got a roster, I'm talking to this person and that person, this person, I like the way that this person cooks, I like the way that this person does stuff with their hands, I like the way that this person does stuff with their family. When do you get a 100% good person?
You don't, and you're not marriage material because you're out here doing stupid kid, childish dating shit.
And then you got all these people have like the ability to have you in a conversation like, yeah, I went out with such and such. Or yeah, I went out on a date with such and such. I took her to my mom's house. She met my kids. Me and her went on this trip. I don't even want people allowed to have a conversation about me that I ain't in or I don't want to be in to other people. Because eventually other people going to meet other people and your name going to come up.
Yep.
I'm not a celebrity. You ain't coming to no concert. So I shouldn't be a group conversation. And I think if people have this idea that they want to be married one day, when you get married, shouldn't it be the time that you start cleaning up your name in the street?
And also, this whole, I'm going to make this person put in work before I show them my marriage material. Please understand how that backfires. Because ain't nobody waiting for your non-special ass to prove shit. I ain't going to cook and clean or fuck like a whore until I'm first of all, once again, Shannon, we need to put this out as a caveat. Cooking and cleaning does not make anybody special, male nor female. They are things that your stupid ass must do to survive.
Those are regular adult duties.
Yeah, just like having a job. I cook, I clean, I go to work. Exactly, stupid. That's what all adults do. You're not special because you do that. I raise my kids to take care. Okay, they're your kids, stupid. Yeah, what is wrong with y'all? Y'all better be thinking doing normal life shit makes you special. I took a shower today. Oh, wow. Boy, I should marry you quick. You wash your ass. What the fuck is wrong with some of y'all, man? I drove my car the speed limit and didn't crash into another car. Y'all really think that doing normal shit is an accomplishment, which shows how soft you motherfuckers are, bruh. This shit is crazy. Like, that's why we're doing this episode, to show you that the lackadaisical basic shit you were doing does not qualify you to be married. Mm. And shit, to be honest, it don't even qualify you to be dated by somebody. But we've had tons of episodes that qualify to tell you about things that you should be doing if you want to date. But marriage? You bragging about the fact that you paid your taxes this year? What is... Yo, Shannon, let me calm down. y'all making me mad.
I think people have adulting versus commitment duties in a relationship mixed up.
They certainly do. They certainly do.
On the conversation of commitment, is your idea of commitment the same? Because if your idea of commitment is not the same, you shouldn't be getting married. Does the person that you're going to marry re-energize you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? You know how you be around a person and you just be depleted? Or
they're not going to help you.
Nope. If you in a relationship right now and y'all not even married and you got to wait an hour in the car before you go in the house with them, that's not it. Because it's not going to get any better in the marriage. They're going to think that's a normal thing. Or they always sit out there for an hour before they come in the house. That's not normal. You shouldn't have to do that before you go in your house that you pay for, that you put things in, that you eat in, that you sleep in. You should be able to go in your house and decompress and be comfortable and be at peace. Does the person that you want to marry want peace like you do? Because if you grew up in chaos and you choose on a daily to have a life of peace, then I visually would like to see that before I even entertain a relationship with you or I want a marriage with you. But I don't feel like if I see you live in chaos, me marrying you is going to instantly change that for you. Because some people think about people who cheat a lot. Well, yeah, we get married, you know, all of that's going to change. No, it's not.
I cheat all the time. So why would it change when we get married?
Okay. Do both of y'all share the same idea of winning in life? Because some people, their idea of winning in life is always the grind or always getting something. Or if the next person has this, I got to do this. There's no pause. There's no relaxation in their idea of winning in life. So you might find yourself trying to enjoy experiences throughout life, whether y'all have kids, whether y'all just take care of y'all parents, or you want to go on vacations and you want to spend time with people. And they're just like, well, I got to do this and I got to do that. Some people keep themselves busy so they don't have to sit and think about decisions and choices they made. Some people keep themselves busy and always chasing something because they're never pleased with anything. And some people find themselves in a relationship with someone that they thought that they could please, but they're never going to be pleased because they're individually miserable people.
Yeah, exactly.
But you would find that out by having a conversation of, okay, what does a good day for you look like? What does a good life for you look like at 40? When do you think you want to retire? What is your everyday going to look like? Do you even want kids? Do you want a family house so your kids could come back to versus having a house somewhere else where it's just me and you? Do you want to continue to keep having kids, or do you have a stopping point in mind?
All important questions.
It's like all of these little conversations that you need to have with somebody to really see if, like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what you want to do. Do you speak to your person about areas they need to work on out of love? Or do they initially take it as criticism and get super defensive?
Exactly.
Because I have friends where I could be in conversation about something I did, and they instantly gonna point out, well, Shan, you know you this, or you know you don't like that. So did you actually do this? Or was it the way that you said it or the way that you do it? Instantly, I'm not gonna get offended about that because this person knows me well enough to point those things out. So if you're in a relationship with somebody before you get married to them, are you going to be offended by things that they realize you could do better or you should work on? Or they honestly help ask you, is there a way that I can help you do X, Y, and Z because I see that you want to do this? Or you said that you wanted to do this. Or are you going to get offended because this person is bringing up, well, do you want to do this today? Are you going to work on this today? Is that going to bother you? Or are you going to take that as, okay, this person is being supportive?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's going to be everyday things. And I also want to mention this, that not all relationships or marriages end because of something malicious. Some people bow out of a marriage because someone's more ambitious and goes for the things that they want in life. And sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow that somebody's very ambitious for themselves. And I got to stand next to this person and I feel stagnant. So some people who feel stagnant or pressured by somebody showing up for themselves might sabotage the marriage or sabotage a relationship because it's too much pressure to be next to you and you doing all of these things and I'm not doing shit. That's a whole nother thing that nobody thinks about and nobody want to have a conversation about. Like, I have these goals that I want to do this and this and this. And sometimes the goals that you have might not allow you to have that vision of that marriage that you thought you were going to have. You thought you were going to have,
you were going to have
your husband was going to be with you on a daily, and then you're in a marriage where you're finding out you only get your husband every four.
Every four.
Because of the type of goals he has, or because you wanted a man that made six figures, but you didn't know what it took for him to make six figures. A lot of people who make a lot of money are rarely at home.
But that also shows that you've never been around people that make a lot of money, nor have you made it yourself.
Right.
Because you're not if it's not going to be an influencer, and well, if it's an athlete, they ain't going to be home neither. But if it's not an influencer or somebody who literally has a business online or something like that, you can stop all that. Oh yeah, I'm here. It's easy. No, it's not. Not at all. Like, what you talking about?
But this is the thing too. Like, you could either have nice things and a nice life, and take the pictures and have the small experiences and schedule the time to show up for people, or you can really be in the daily hustle and bustle of it, but you choose what that looks like. And you choose what that looks like with the person that you choose to marry, right? And I think some people thought that they wanted a certain life, and then when they're in it, they see what that looks like. They see what sacrifices they have to do in order to maintain this life, or to have this car, or to send their kids to this certain school and all of this shit. And then you realize that, yes, on paper, I'm married, but I don't know this person, or I don't see this person. Is this the marriage I wanted?
Exactly.
A lot of, and even when you look at certain careers, yes, surgeons make hella money, but they spend most of their career paying off them going to school for whatever the hell they went to school for, and they really don't start to live life until their retirement.
Exactly.
And that's after their kids grow up. That's after their kids are coming out of college. And then sometimes that's when their bonding moment starts with their kids in adulthood. And they get to know each other like friends on the street. But that's a sacrifice you make.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I think off tops, if you don't want to sacrifice anything and you just want everything to be super happy and you just in a great mood, and if you're not in a great mood, you want to leave that person, you don't want to have to be around that person, marriage is not for you.
Not at all.
Marriage is not for you. Because you have to choose each other every day. I'm going to have to choose you when you don't look that great. I'm going to have to choose you when you have the flu. I'm going to have to choose you when you piss me off. I'm going to have to choose you when you're aggravating me. I'm going to have to choose you after you embarrassed me yesterday. I'm going to have to choose you when I find out that we 15 grand in the hole and I got to help us get out of it, but you did it. You know what I'm saying? Choose that person. A lot of people are not trying to choose. A lot of people exactly. out here trying to have options.
Exactly.
But what's on your list?
My bad. I'm sorry. Say that again.
What's on your list?
So my list basically is a lot of the things I've uttered over the past. Except for, I want to explain the importance of the communication part. Obviously, if you ain't got that kind of money, or you haven't established yourself in any type of career, or consistent financial situation, you are not marriage material on either side. You know, if you have not grown and gotten past your traumas, and, you know, educated yourself emotionally, you are not marriage material. You should not be going and jumping into something and being like, hey, you fix my problems because I'm too lazy to do it myself. If you don't know how to handle or haven't had any type of diverse experiences in life, you know, life-altering changes, a loss or anything like that.
Right.
Just everything been easy, nice, smooth sailing for you. You're not ready. You should not go into a marriage situation. You need to know how to overcome certain situations in life, especially like life altering or changing situations that'll help you be able to, one, help your spouse, you know, when they're going through it. Hopefully they've also gone through it as well, so you two can uplift each other. But if you have not done that yourself, don't come in dealing with somebody else, because when something real happens, you ain't going to know how to handle it. And you're going to be looking for them and depending on them. And they might be like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, you know, I lost a parent before. I lost a job before. You know, I've had a place that caught on fire before. This is just, yeah. You know, things that happen in life. You got to work through it. You're like, no, this is too much for me. Don't go into no marriage. Don't go into marriage. If you live in southern Los Angeles, in a place where there's dry area that may catch on fire, don't get married. Your house will be burning down soon because these niggas are ridiculous out there. You know, but the biggest thing I want to say, which I have seen even from my own personal situations and everybody else's. If you on both ends do not understand, one, how to communicate, but the biggest and the baddest, as Rick Ross would say,
comprehend.
You don't understand how to comprehend. Oops. You might as well not even try to be with anybody for the rest of your life.
Thanks.
Because all you're going to be doing is slamming your head into a wall with everybody who talks to you. Especially if you're a man with a woman. Or a woman with a man. when somebody tells you something and you don't listen to comprehend, you just listen to respond. And some of them will tell you, but that's because they're deflecting, because that's what they're actually doing. Mm-hmm. You have to be aware of it. These are red flags. So if that's what you got going on, man, and you are not any of those circles that I just discussed, please don't go out here talking about marriage. Talk about fixing yourself first. Talk to a therapist to get your shit together. Talk to anybody to ask them how they really feel about you and anything that you can work on, even an ex. Talk to exes if you can, not in a way to fuck them again, but just to be like, what is it that you really felt I need to work on and be better?
Please clean that up. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, don't fuck them again, because that'll just lead to nonsense. But just sitting out here thinking, like, because I'm alive, I have the right to look for marriage or a relationship. You do, technically. But will it be successful? Nope. And please remember how quickly I said nope. Because you'll just be wasting your own time, wasting the other person's time.
You know what I please. Didn't mention?
Yeah, go ahead.
People knowing their workables. And when I say the workables, like, you know shit you not putting up with, and you know shit you not compromising with, and can nobody convince you, okay? Your great-great-grandmother could come down and be like, please, in a dream, do this with this person. And I'm be like, hell no, I'm not doing it.
Uh-huh.
If you know what your workables are and you know what I'm not doing it is, stop going into relationships like, yeah, I'm gonna work on it. Yeah, I do this now, but by the time we get married, that's gonna be fixed. Like, people are in relationships right now knowing I'm not fixing this shit that they don't like about me. I'm not working on it. I got triggers. I don't give a
fuck. I don't care.
Set me how I am, and this is just what it is. I think our grandparents were really good at, you know, sweeping that shit under the rug, not saying shit. I think a lot of people today are misled by how quiet their grandfather was or their dad was with their mom. Uh-huh. And they thought that, oh, my dad or my grandfather was quiet because they were being agreeable or they respected my mom. No, a lot of older men and your dad knew that I'm going to save myself a headache if I just shut up and let her fuck it up anyway and I'll just focus on fixing it.
Yep.
But the thing is, most men today don't want to deal with the fact that you're going to fuck something up and you want me to shut up while you fuck something up because you're going to come to me to help you fix it. And that's where I'm just like, if a man has his boundaries or he's telling you not to do something, and if you love him and you respect him enough, you're not going to do it. If you don't give a fuck, you're going to do what you want to do. And if you turn around and you ask him for help and he laughs at you and he walks away, you deserve that. But I think the times are done of men eating shit because a woman said so. I think the times are done for women being okay with you bringing a fourth child outside of the marriage and wanting her to take care of it.
Not with Rashida and Kirk.
We're not going to talk about that.
Boy, Rashida, listen, that's I want a, me one like Rashida.
That's a strange case. You know, I worked with his son.
Huh?
I worked with one of his sons before.
Yo, I don't know what he does to her. And I don't think it's the dick. Because I feel like, yo, she be letting him come with a new baby every 3 years. Or a new cheating situation every 3 years. And then by the next season, just be like, me and Kirk is working on it. Just be kissing all over on him. And be like, I understand they got a lot of money together or invested in things. They're one of the few couples that seems to actually have money on the show besides, like, maybe Yandy and Mendici. But for the way he just does whatever with her, I've been watching Love and Hip Hop Atlanta since the first season. So I guess I'm like 15 years in. And that nigga's been cheating ever since he been on the show.
I feel like there are some versions of love that I'm not trying to experience, and her relationship is one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And I think it's a Pepe Le Pew situation too, where he really wants her to get fed up and leave, and she just won't do it.
Nah, not at all. I think the Pepe Le Pew is what's keeping her around. He keeps smashing and saying he must be saying some crazy shit to her while they doing it, because the way she believes in this nigga and changing, like, you, he cheats every three. He's like an election. She should know that every 3 years he gonna have another baby or do something, and she's just like, I'll just wait it out. God, you know what I mean? They gotta have a therapy session with her and her mom on the show. I guarantee not her mom is not
part of this conversation. That's crazy.
Yeah, her mom will be like, "Yo, yeah, I used to do this with her dad, and that's why she got like this." I'm like, "Oh, okay, now I understand."
But that's the other thing too, Dungeon, is what type of marriage do you want? Because all marriages are not healthy. There's people that sit in a marriage for 30 years because they can't afford a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, personally, everybody has like that uncle or that auntie that's legally still married, but they got a girlfriend or they got a boyfriend. They're not together. They've been separated for like 40 years, but they just won't on paper get the divorce because it's just a lot more work and a lot more bullshit. You can stay married, but is that the kind of marriage you want? Do you want to be in a marriage because you got married when you was like 20 years old? They don't want to hire the lawyer. You don't want to hire the lawyer. So it's like, fuck it. We just out here single, but on paper we married. If that's what you want to do, do it. But if you want to move on and you meet somebody and you want to get married, and then you got to deal with that dickhead that don't want to sign the papers because they don't want to see you happy in life.
Yeah, right.
Think about that too. But we got 5 messages. I'm gonna play them.
Hey, Shan. To that point, would you include childhood experiences, or are you strictly talking about adult experiences on your own? And could that's my question.
Childhood experiences, as far as like experiences you would have to have in order to be in a marriage, it depends. Because I know some people who weren't allowed to go outside and ride bikes and leave the stoop or go to the playground, but I'm from a generation where we were outside from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and we were playing. We were in and out of other people's apartments or houses. We were eating at people's houses. We were going to the store. We were maneuvering in the neighborhood like we were older. And some people, that's not their childhood experience. Some people's childhood experience is whenever we went to the playground, my mom went or my dad went. Or I was homeschooled and we went on field trips, and it was very like structured. And I never experienced falling off my bike and fucking up my knee. Like, to me, if you had pretty knees and you trying to get in a relationship with me and you ain't never had stitches or you ain't never hit your head type shit and you never came close to death, I don't know how well our relationship is going to be or our marriage is going to be, because I'm going to be like, okay, where's like the hard parts to you? What can you handle? Yeah. Because you ain't never really been through shit.
You gotta have been through something. And it's not saying like it's... You can't be Donald Trump when it comes to this shit. Never been touched in your life. Never been punched in your face. Never had nobody tell you no. You need to have had some struggle. That's all we're saying. Nobody... We're not saying... That's why... See, y'all confused having to had to go on and gotten through and completed struggle. Y'all take it as, oh, I'm going to bring the struggle to you and we'll get married off that. No. We are talking about those who have gone through something, learned and grown. Yeah. Not who just constantly be broke and struggling and need somebody to help them out of it, so they bring it to them. And then the person you bring it to is probably usually dumb and struggling too. And now it's just two struggle houses building a project. And nobody cares to live in the projects. It's that project niggas.
Or you find somebody that you're dating who feels like they have to put you through stress and tests to see if you're worth a marriage. Let me tell you something. Don't do it. Don't try it. Don't try to put me through no stress and tests to see if I'm going to put up with enough bullshit to be like, yeah, they're a keeper. Like, if it's not authentic problems and challenges that come up and you making these challenges to see if I'm going to jump through hoops, then that's going to be the deciding factor right there, because you like to play games and I don't have time. I'm actually very immature. Listen, I tell my kids, I'm not for pranks. I'm not the parent you prank. Okay? I'm not with it. Don't do it to yourself. Yeah, there are people who put people through tests and loops and stuff to see if, you know, they gonna stick around, but it's unnecessary to me.
Good evening, what's up? How you doing? It's B Nasty number 77. If I haven't said Happy New Year to you, Happy New Year, what's up? I'm just trying to get back, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get back. I'm just trying to figure out what one last you're married. I think I'm married material. I just haven't found my married material companion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking for you to be a 100. I'm just happy to be put as much. If I put 100%, you must put 100%. Let's make this shit work. Ain't nobody was supposed to be put on earth to be perfect. Like, you know, I haven't found my Mr. Right yet. My teddy bear. I don't know. You'll see. Let me tell you this one thing. Before my parents passed away, they were married. So I only know that marriage can't work. Because my mom and my dad did not have the best, but they completed each other. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like now, the old school people that were together, you know, like my grandma passed away, she was 106. So all her kids, they you know, they still, I don't know, I think there's one divorce out of all of them, whatever. But we only know family sticks together. Yeah, I'm Haitian, yeah. Of course, family sticks together.
Girl, like, I have to think about it when she said that. I only know three people in my generation of family that's married out of all of us. Everybody just got kids, or they don't have kids, and they don't want kids. But yeah, that's rare, but that's a good thing. 102 is crazy.
Uh-huh. I agree. And I think that childhood trauma, I think we need to rid ourselves of childhood trauma and recognize generational curses before we go into a union with someone else.
You're 100% correct. All that, oh, the man come home, shut his mouth, bring the paycheck to his wife. Don't speak or do nothing. Those days is over. All the wife just stay in the kitchen and get pregnant and barefoot and naked or whatever and pregnant. Those days are over. You cannot follow the ways of our older generation who laid everything's in the hand of church. That's why there's so many unhealthy versions of us out here now. Because you came from a church background who said, ignore all the real problems you got going on and hide it. Hide it through religion.
Pray about it.
Yes, coming here every Sunday, molesting somebody, and just look up at the Bible and be like, hey, you forgive me, right? You know what I'm doing, but you forgive me.
Right.
Coming here in the disguise of God, and you backhanding your wife every day in this relationship, but pretending to be a deacon within the church that everybody loves. And wonder why your kids later on down the line is fucked up in the head all around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100% right. All that old school shit is out. And you see, there's a whole bunch of rhetoric going around out here on social media about it with a bunch of people who can't afford to do what it meant. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna be like my grandpappy who provided for the whole household, and his wife ain't work. She just sat and had kid after kid after kid. But your stupid asses didn't realize during the time they were doing that, everything cost $1.50.
That part.
You stupid son of a bitches. Everything is 900 times more expensive now. A mortgage is no longer $650. A mortgage is $2,500 minimum. Household income is never enough to afford that type of lifestyle. The average. You need that white man work and leave his woman in Hoboken, New Jersey income. I make $1.5 million a year and my wife stay in a condo in Hoboken. That's what I do. You cannot afford this. Oh, yeah. I make $55,000 a year and have way too much testosterone. So I yell at every woman, tell her to sit her ass down while I make my whole family struggle because I can't afford shit. Don't have no real kind of background or nothing. And I'm not even smart. Mm-hmm. But I'm misogynistic and believe in the ways that my grandfather taught me because I'm a fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. Sit your stupid ass down and go on to talk to your wife about, hey, you might have to work too because I ain't got it. We got to make this work.
Yeah.
Humble yourself, my man. I know you want to be a man and run the household and all that stuff. You ain't got it like that. $16 an hour. We'll never do it. Not in the states we live in. You live in Nebraska, Montana, Utah, Louisiana, or Mississippi, Alabama. In places where there's sundown and you'll get hung after the sun goes down. You can afford to live there with this stupid shit you're talking. But you want to live where I'm living, where Shan living? Any of these popping ass cities or tri-state areas? You better go out and start making some real money. Because it's not a game. It's not a game around our way.
I also think if the people who had the marriages like 40 years ago or 50 years ago or 60 years ago had the options and the opportunity that we have, they would have never been in those marriages that long. A lot of what kept them in those marriages that long was the lack of opportunity or options that they had for themselves. So they had to tie themselves to another person to have different opportunities.
That's facts. And but you have to meet both of those in the middle where all those options are not good options either. That's the problem is like now is we take everything and be like, yo, every option is a good option until you find out that it's a bad option.
Right.
Yeah.
Shout out to the people who have conversations about marriage like it's a cure. Marriage is not a cure for your problems.
Not at all.
Play this message.
Do y'all think this is like the stuff going on between Rashida and Kurt is a publicity stunt for them to keep the show going? Or do y'all really think it's in real life? I think it's a publicity stunt.
Oh.
I ain't hear nothing he said.
He's saying, do you think the relationship Rashida Kirk is real or is it a publicity stunt? Oh, maybe they got a contract. I don't know, but
no, I think their relationship is very real. We Shan, you know women that act like that. Are you serious?
I also know stupid people in regular life that be in relationships like that. So
yeah, what we talking about? Like just because they got money don't mean there are broke people who live like that. Broke-ass, cheating-ass man keep cheating on you, and broke-ass woman, stupid and naive, keep staying with him for love and giving them babies because she thought that's going to make the relationship work.
Right.
This ain't just Kirk and Rashida. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of woman is Rashida. Because I need me one.
No, you don't. No, you do not.
Great point. Here's my question. You know, when you come into the age of enlightenment, you've lived, you went through your experiences, and now you're a different person, your outlook is different. You're still a human being. You still have needs. You still, you know, want to be around someone. You still want to cuddle sometimes. but you know that although you have options, you know, they're slim pickings. What does one do in that situation? I mean, you can't be celibate all the time. It's only so much yoga you can do. Where do you find a common ground as far as intimacy?
Okay, so this week I did an article on Shimby Potting, right? And I said, are we individually being so independent that we're setting ourselves up for like a lonely future, right? Because I think everybody's lack of empathy right now. Everybody's like, I'm gonna mind my business. I don't want to be in a relationship, but I'll date. Eventually, when you get to like 35, 40, 45, 50, you thought that you were, you know, resisting the relationship so you didn't have to deal with people's shit. But eventually, when you get lonely, you're not going to try to cuddle up with a 20-year-old. You're not going to try to cuddle up with somebody who's 30.
Yeah.
Because they're not trying to stay in the house. You're going to be interested in someone around your age, but then you're going to have to start dealing with the fact that did they take their medicine at 9 o'clock? Uh-huh. Do they have to sleep with that thing on their face because they snore or they stop breathing in their sleep? Is that the person that you want to cuddle up with? Like, eventually, when we get to like our 40s and our 50s and our 60s, we start having health needs because we weren't taking care of ourselves. And what does that look like for you when you're lonely and you chose not to have kids because you didn't want the responsibility, but you ain't got nobody checking up on you? Your siblings done died off, or they have their own lives, or they live with their kids because they can't afford to live by themselves. And that's the thing with us, is we're not going, if we don't set up like our retirement or save for what our 40s and our 50s and our 60s is supposed to look like, and we choose not to have kids, you're going to be fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to be elderly. You're going to have less job options. Social Security is not going to be there, and you didn't make enough money throughout your life and your career to have an apartment that's $1,300 a month for a studio. You didn't make enough money to be able to pay for apartment, utilities, groceries, and a vehicle and car insurance. So now you have to sacrifice. Now you got to talk to whatever friends you have living that have a car to see if they can take you to the store or to a doctor's appointment. So I don't think a lot of people in this generation are thinking long term. They're just thinking short term about their
selfie
right now.
Yep.
So yeah, that's what that's gonna look like. It's gonna be ugly for a lot of people because
look at what it looks like in Japan for single women. Go to that documentary and check that out. See what it'll be like for both species over here, if y'all keep doing this fuck shit y'all doing right now.
There's going to be a whole bunch of angry old people on the road.
Yeah. And going to prison. Going to prison because they need companionship.
Sexually frustrated, just in the street cussing out each other. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody want a shortcut. There's no shortcuts to getting to know people. There's no shortcuts for companionship. And I don't know, to me, eventually you get tired of starting over and meeting somebody new. And you know, everybody got a level of full of shit with them. Everybody got a level of, I like this about this person. Everybody has a level of, they need to work on this. I think you just have to find the person that you're willing to work with.
Yep.
If you find a person that you're willing to work with and that person is willing to work with you and respect the fact that you're willing to work with them, do whatever you got to do to keep that.
There you go.
That's it. I'm gonna play this one message and then we could be up out of here.
Yeah.
Right. That that situation that's going on in Japan, I think they're really playing the long game. But I understand what you're saying, Shan. You know, but you know, once you went through those experiences, you come out with a different perspective. And what I mean by that is that you're more prepared towards the future because you've went through the ups and downs and you know what it's like. So you're coming out with a different outlook. So let's say that means retirement is sealed. Let's say your house is paid off and you're doing everything right. But when it comes to intimacy, you look back and you haven't been with no one for 10 years. I mean, what do you do? Where's the common ground? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You don't have it. It's just like I feel like you have like a gap in fulfillment in life that you just never invested in. You didn't invest in getting to know somebody long enough to be vulnerable. You didn't invest in somebody long enough to experience the feeling of wanting to hear from a person throughout the day or wanting to see somebody throughout the day because you are thinking quick, to the point, transactional. Let me do this so I can go do that. The career I picked, maybe I don't have enough time to, you know, do all that relationship stuff with people. And then you get to an age where you need it, where you crave it. But you don't even know where to start with that because a lot of people don't want to be your first tester person. A lot of people don't want to be the first person that you're trying to deep dive with. Because people who have been having relationships after relationships, they start getting super, picky about shit that they want out of a person. And so it's either you do these things on this list that they have in their minds or you don't, and they don't want nothing to do with you. So either way, it's going to be harder for you to even find somebody who wants to entertain some sort of intimacy with you. So I think most people, the older they get, they miss out on a chance to be intimate with somebody. And when I say that, I'm not talking sexually, just like connection wise or just wanting to share things with a person. I also feel like older people who don't get to experience certain things humans are supposed to experience eventually, they die off faster out of sadness. So it's a decision. It's a decision. I think about that a lot. How many people die from stress? How many people die because they're just sad? And when you hear about old married couples where maybe the husband dies first and then the wife dies like 6 months later.
Yeah, die from loneliness.
Yes, you can't tell me that's not because they were lonely. That's definitely because they were lonely or they were so connected with this person that they just couldn't imagine what life was going to be like without them.
Yeah, because those are usually the long-ass relationships, you know, 30, 40, 50 years married. And then it happens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I also probably had a pretty good healthy relationship because if the relationship wasn't that healthy and the other person passes away, you're like, yeah, I lost my spouse, but yeah.
Facts.
That when a person dies immediately after, they love that motherfucker.
It's going to be a that lot
was
they, of that.
That was their harbor. Yeah, a lot of you niggas going to be just be single in the 70s and 80s because the spouse died, and you're like, well,
okay,
I just need somebody to be with, and now I'm sitting here solo.
Okay, so if you're married to somebody and they working out all the time and they staying young and you out here not doing shit, you better take your ass to the gym with them.
Yep, or take your ass to the gym by yourself, whatever you prefer.
Okay. Because if you think you about to die and leave me, you got another thing coming.
Exactly.
But yeah. But that was a good show. Hopefully people thought about it. Rethought about it.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I got one marriage in me. That's it.
That's all you should have to have in you.
That's it.
Only white people get to do multiple marriages.
You know what I'm saying?
A little bit pay for them shits.
I can't. I'm not collecting rings or nothing. It's one and done.
Yep.
We'll be back. We'll be back in March. So we're gonna take February off. We'll be back in March with another season.
Because we want y'all to focus on Black history.
Yeah. Different topics. Enjoy y'all Valentine's Day shenanigans.
Think about your blackness while this orange white man is ruining your nation.
Man. It was so crazy. Like, him being in the office just reveals all the stupid people in society. And I'm just like, man.
I think I told you. I'm checked out for 4 years. I'm not entertaining what we're... I'm not about to do a repeat of 2016. Like, we did this. I'm not about to sit here and watch shit again. You know what I mean? Y'all call me if he hit the nuclear bomb button. Other than that, I don't care. Like, he can deport all the people he want. He can fuck up all the shit he want in America. Don't put your hands on me. And don't touch anybody I love. Other than that, do what you... Let him do what he wants, man. I'm not about to do this shit again. Once was enough. This shit's ridiculous. Like, y'all did what you did. You voted for who you voted for. It's over. Who cares? Like, I ain't about to do this shit again. I'm not doing it again.
Oh, no. He's still just going to be Trump for me. I'm not saying president. But he's...
Exactly. Can't do it. President orange ass. That's it.
Do it. Well, y'all enjoy y'all weekend. I will have this edited up by Monday. And, that's it. Well,
catch y'all on the flip side.
Hey.
Peace.
Thanks.